Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and welcome to episode 483 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. As I record this, tonight we get the fourth of eight first season episodes, 73 yards, and here's the official synopsis. Landing on the Welsh coast, the Doctor and Ruby embark on the strangest journey of their lives. In a rain-lashed pub, the locals sit in fear of ancient legends coming to life. Okay, pop quiz. Which new season one episode does that sound more like? Last week's Boom by Stephen Moffat, which is what passes for hard sci-fi on the show? Or the previous week's, not yet reviewed on this podcast, so we'd better get to it, The Devil's Chord? I've been processing The Devil's Chord for weeks, and I'm still incredibly mixed about it. There are some staggering highs and cringeworthy lows, and yes, we will get to the twist at the end. This isn't a mediocre or fatally flawed story. In fact, I genuinely think it's one of the most important episodes of Doctor Who ever. Certainly a turning point. But it also throws away, frequently and with breathtaking speed, rational explanations and rules for its narrative universe. Recently, I had coffee with a friend who runs a regional progressive nonprofit organization, and we were talking about my home city. That friend complained that, compared to the other cities in the region, mine, and I quote, runs purely on vibes. It wasn't a compliment. They were claiming that decisions in politics weren't driven by fact-finding, information, or logic. Just what feels good at the time. The Devil's Chord also runs purely on vibes. But The Devil's Chord is a story, and you can get away with vibes-based storytelling much easier than my friend's assessment of local politics. You can get away with cartoon villainy in vibes-based storytelling, and let me tell you, I love Jinx Monsoon's Ursula the Sea Witch meets Aladdin's Genie cartoon villain. You can do magic and magical realism in vibes-based storytelling. And you can, sort of, have a sudden music battle at the end of an episode about a lack of music, for no apparent reason except it looks cool and allows some time for the Doctor to discover an exorcistic chord. But now we're into the sort of part of the story, because there's still craft that goes into the delivery of the vibes, and there are so many head-scratchers and mistakes in this one. A tritone, or devil's chord, is incredibly common. Why is the one in 1925 so pivotal? We know from an interview that Russell T. Davis's inspiration for writing the episode was the prohibitive cost of licensing Beatles music and therefore imagining a world without music. But can you do an episode with the Beatles without letting them be the Beatles? And let me drop a hot take that has absolutely been dropped a lot in the last 2 weeks. How can an episode that begins with playfully bad music as an illustration of the crisis end with a musical number that is unintentionally lyrically awful? The Devil's Chord is important because it establishes one thing and opens the gate to another. It establishes the Toymaker's pantheon as the big bads of the season, and it opens a floodgate of metaphor and unrealism into modern Who, even beyond last November's The Giggle. I unreservedly love when the maestro transforms nuclear winter London into an empty soundstage for a slideshow. How do they do it? Who cares? And, with all due respect to my friends who hate musicals, it is well past time Doctor Who had a full-on musical number. But you have to judge these things on effort and execution, intention and impact. The Devil's Chord does some necessary things very well, and some others badly. It's indulgent, luxurious, and genre-expanding, and that's fantastic. But the same episode that gave us an incredible tuning fork versus sonic screwdriver battle also wasted the Beatles, and the episode seemed to make up the rules as it went along. So, I'm holding two truths about The Devil's Chord. It was an incredible development for Doctor Who. And it should have been better. Find more episodes of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at, you guessed it, TWOMinuteTimeLord.com. You can find me on Threads at William Sutter, on Mastodon as That Chip Guy at Zeppelin.flights, and on Blue Sky as That Chip Fellow. Thanks for listening, and catch you actually in less than 24 hours on the Incomparable Flashcast to discuss 73 Yards, and then shortly after on 2MTL.